Sound 2 News.
This week, we're revealing the findings of North Sound's exclusive investigation into policing in the North East, 3 months after the closure of the local call centre. Phil McDonald reports for North Sound News.
For months, there have been concerns about what would happen once Aberdeen's control room closed. Now we're hearing how staff were already stretched to the limit before the closure, and there are concerns the situation will worsen over time. So what happens now? Well, as it stands, not one 999 call that is made here stays local. They're all answered in Glasgow by somebody working in one of the two main control rooms there. Once the details are received, they are then passed on to a new centre in Dundee, where the call is then resourced. That's when officers here are called into action. We've sat down with one former control room worker who told us about the changeover. His words are spoken by an actor.
They weren't realistic with our timeframes. They weren't realistic with the staffing profiles they needed. They weren't realistic with, you know, the closure dates and the periods of transition, and I think that's probably where you had the issues early on.
So while there may be some concerns deep within, on the surface, Police Scotland say they're content with how things have played out. That's despite several big mistakes going public, like when a police unit was dispatched to a Great Western Road Tesco in Glasgow, not Aberdeen. Assistant Chief Constable John Hawkins says the closure of Aberdeen wasn't handled perfectly, but going forward, bosses will learn from it.
There was certainly ideas for improving the change process, which we've taken on board, but I was reassured by the positive comments that were made from staff.
You can see an exclusive interview with our insider and read more in the Losing Control series on our website.
And we're running a Twitter poll on this today. Do you trust your police calls taken in the Central Belt? Have your say on Twitter at North Sound News.